Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Yud Aleph Tammuz, 21st of June, Harav Gesh and Dunna Shlita, Tevila in a swimming pool.
Good morning, everyone. The name of the shiur is Tevila in a swimming pool. It was going to be called Hilchas Mikvois, but Dudi said he wants a bit more of a geschmacka name. So we changed it to Tevila in a swimming pool. We're going to have to discuss lots of different Hilchas Mikvois until we can discuss the actual kind of want to be tovah in the swimming pool or not. There's a tshuva linguist Moshe who discusses tefillah in the swimming pool, but we're not there yet. We have to first go through the aleph base until we can understand what's going on. Okay, and also the difference between tefillah of an isha and tefillah of a man, and we're going to discuss those nafkamines as well down the line. The Rambam brings down Dovah Borahu She Tumah V'Taharas Gzeiras Hakosov Hin. That all the dini of Tumah and Tahara are not misvara. It's all exerus hakosif. The ain dvarim shedato shal adam machras oisam. These aren't things that people could decide logically. The ain bichlal hachukim. It's all a chuk. It's all things that you wouldn't know misvara, and you can only know because of the dini that are brought down in the psukim and the Torah Kainim in the halacha. She ain hatumah tit oitzoya shetavar b'mayim. Tumah is not a dirt which gets washed away in the water. It's a more of a halachic process which takes place, which you have to know about to know how it works. So we're going to try and slowly discuss all the aleph base of Hilchas Tevila until we will understand whether one could be tovel in the swimming pool or not. It's also a very, very large mitzvah. It's not a small mitzvah, even though there's only one siman shulchan aruch about it. It's a very large limud with many, many, many rishonim written on it. The sefer I used by Rav Yankel Bloy called Pischei Mikvois, in which he writes in the Hakdamah, he learned mikvois for 5 years, all day, until he was able to write the sefer. It's a very big limit. I will try and scratch the surface, pardon the pun, today. So, or maybe we'll need a part two if Dudi permits. Tevila is different from Hagolas Kelim. Hagolas Kelim, all you need to do is to purge, get rid of the blias, get rid of the non-kosher, meaty, whatever it is, get rid of those blias from the object. And therefore, you can do so in two parts. You could take, let's say you have a Pesach, a very large plate, and you want to do Hagolah on it. You could, with Be'etzem, you can take half of it, put it in hot water, turn it around, and then put the other half in. Tevila is different. Tevila has to all be done at one time. It's a Gzeiras HaKosef. And the Chabad brings down the Reish Aleph, Ein ha'isha oilo mitumasa b'rechitza b'merchatz. Isha is not oilo mitumasa by going into a bath. Afilu olo aleha kol mei moshe v'olam. Even if one were to pour all the waters of the world over her. Adayin hi b'tumasa v'chayavim aleha koros. Adititvel kol gufa b'basa achas, like we said, that would be one go. B'mei mikva oi mayon. In a mikva or a mayon. In a gathered water or in a spring. Sheyesh Bahem Mem Sa, which has in it 40 Sa. Now we'll discuss how much 40 Sa is, we'll discuss everything shortly. So there are two types of mikvahs. There's a mikvah, which is what we used to, which we have Reb Chunas, if you want to go and see, which is dug into the ground, a gathering of water, or there's a mayon, a natural flowing spring. In the olden days in Hungary and in Europe, many, many people, they only had mayonos really, not mikvahs. And we'll see that halachically a mayon might be easier to manage than a mikvah, and we'll discuss all the particulars. So a mikvah is a mokum ashboirim, it's where water is settled, and that's what we use nowadays. A mayon is a flowing natural stream that was there pshutoy since Yimei Bereishis. There are big nafka minas lahalacha between a mikvah and a mayon. The main nafkamina is that by mikvois there's something called a psul of zeichlin, zechila. It has to be gathered into a pit, and if the water is flowing away, then the mikvah would be posel. A mayon is naturally a flowing stream, and a flowing stream is flowing, and we learn in Torah's Kainim that A mayon is kosher bezechila, and a mikveh is not kosher bezechila. Even were you to get water in your mikveh, which originated in a mayon, that would still, once it's disconnected from the source, it would, the feet came up every posuk, have now the halachites of a mikveh and not of a mayon, and therefore there would be a psul of zechila. Nowadays they build mikvahs, they put eisenbeten, which is what a person can call it, they put metal rods in the steel, in the frame of the concrete to make sure that no cracks will emerge. And there's a shaila about that, the halacha, because you're not supposed to have metal involved in stopping the zechila. The maisa, all the poskim say it's kosher. I was speaking to Reb Meir Posen, who is one of the world's foremost experts on mikvahs, who actually in London now, gave a shir here in Koil yesterday, who's in his mid-90s, and he's still going to mikvahs like he did 50 years ago. And why is metal not good? You can't stop the zechila from something that's mekabel tumah, and metals kashuta mekabel tumah. Over here, why is it good? Because it's part of the binyan, it's part of the structure, and therefore, what's not good is, let's say, a plug which has a metal stopper in, which you would take out to clean out the water. That would be a problem, the halacha, but when in the structure, it's okay. So much so, Rabbi Posen told me, he would not give a heksher to a mikveh that did not use these metal rods in the structure, because inevitably the concrete's going to shift and it'll end up as a chila taking place. He said 10 years ago in Paris, they called him up, can he get involved in the mikveh they're building? And they'd want to be machmeh not to put metal in the concrete. And he said, absolutely not, he's not going to get involved. And about a year ago, they called him back that the whole mikveh's messed up and it's all being, there's loads of cracks in it and all the water's flowing out. And can he now please get involved to try and rectify it? So that is another shmuz which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem. There's something else called Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim is something which is a live, flowing river, and that can't be hot water, we paskin, and it's a natural spring. And the halacha, a zov needs that, and a zova does not need that. A zov and a mitzora need Mayim Chaim, and a nida does not need Mayim Chaim, and therefore we don't have Mayim Chaim nowadays. There is a shitta brought down in Rashi in a few places that holds that a zova needs Mayim Chaim, which would mean that our ladies would need Mayim Chaim. The Maisa, all the Rishonim asking is to come out with Furish, Mishnayas, and Tosefta's, that's not the case, but that is one shitta of Rashi. We're going to see, in Mikvahs, it's a unique thing, that even though we don't paskin like many different shittas, the Tashbats brings down that it's a kedai to try and be machmir for every mainstream shitta possible. And so we bring the shach b'shem Tashbats, and therefore mikvahs we're machmir on tremendous different chumras, things that you would never need in any other mikzoya. If you have 10 rishonim who are mekel and one fakroch and shitta is machmir, we would disregard it. But in mikvahs we're very machmir and we try and chaparai in all the shittas. Okay. Therefore,
what was the difference between Mayim Chaim and Mayon?
Mayim Chaim has to be, can't be, let's say, hot. It can't be changed from its natural state. Let's say other water got added into the Mayon, it could still be called a Mayon. Mayim Chaim, it wouldn't be. Mayim Chaim we don't have nowadays. Unless you go to Israel where these things, you know, they come up and they go down, and we used to go on Leil Shishi and we were Bochur and these type of, that's Mayim Chaim. But otherwise, there's no zicha, what happens down in a water, when we dig down to the water table, that's zicha, not Mayim Chaim. It may be a mile, it's a shayla, but Mayim Chaim it's not. Therefore, even though the Chunas dug down 170 meters and Shaihul dug down, that's a sophic if it's a mile, but zicha, not Mayim Chaim. There is, I saw a tshuva in the Ben Ish Chai, who a very wealthy man asked him, is there an Indian for me to be makpid on Mayim Chaim? I'm very, very wealthy, and I spend enormous amounts of money to try and chap around different shittas. Should I chap around a shitta of Rashi, which no one in the world holds of, and try and find a Mayim Chaim for my wife? And he says, yes, avada, if you've got unlimited money, and you want to chap around different shittas for Shoinim, you're good to go, but the Mayim we don't just. Okay, now, a flowing river. What about if you're on holiday and there's a flowing river? There's also nafkin legabat tefilas kelim. You bought a new barbecue grill and you have to tovel your grill in a halachically kosher mikveh or mayim. Can you tovel the grill in a flowing stream? Now, there's a shaila about this. What's a shaila? Shaila is that if there is rainwater that's been added into the river, which most of our rivers have because it rains. Now, is that river called a Mayon, or is it called Megashomim? If it's Megashomim, it's kosher, but only if it's in a mikveh, not in a Mayon, which would mean you'd have to build a mikveh in the river, but you could not have it in its natural flowing state, because then it will have megashomim in, which is posel bezoich. So there'll be machlokes. There's a run in the Dorum about this, and Daf Mem, a huge run, takes up the whole Amud and discusses loads of different shoilim about this. And machlokes is based on the following. There is a tzad brought down that every time one bit of rain comes from the heavens, two drops of rain come up from underneath. If that would be the case, then every time you see a river has flooded its banks because it's raining so much, it's not pshat it only flooded its banks from rain. It's flooded its banks a third from rain, but two thirds from its source. If it's from its source, that would be the Mayon. And therefore, if that would be the case, any river ever, even if it's completely flooded, would be halachically called a Mayon. It would be kosher even though it's flowing. And you could be Tovel and Isha or Caleb in such a mikveh. This machloek is how we paskin. And
well, some people say because if it comes from
rainwater, then you can't. Rainwater has to be in a mokamash bayrin, like our mikveh is, and it can't be flowing.
The
ma'aser.
The same sea.
What do you say?
The sea.
The sea is kosher. The sea is halachically called a mayon. It's a mishnah like Shittas Reb Yosi and Mechaba in Sif Hei brings down. Kol hayomim yesh lohem din ma'ayon the tahar v'tchila. You can be tovel in the sea, even kol hayomim. So yeah, you can be tovel in the sea, no problem. There's other shayla about tovel in the sea, which we're part of the truth about, and therefore not everyone likes to let tefillas isha on the sea because there's other chashoshos or chatzitzas and you're scared people can see and you won't be tovel properly. There's other reasons why a sea might not be the chatchila, but al kaponim, one be'etzem can be tovel in the sea and it's got a din mayon, even in the wave of the sea, a gal shenitlash. If you're sitting on the edge of the on the sand and suddenly a huge wave comes and it completely covers you, you would become tahor. Yeah, there's a shmuz in the Gemara about it, do you need kavana for tefillah or not? But let's say you're sitting there waiting for the wave to come. So you have kavana to mekayim all the shittas. It says mefurish. Gal shenitlash mehayam, oboy memsa, v'nofa ala adam, or ala kelim, also hem tefillah, because the sea is kosher v'zchila, and even though this wave is shooting towards me, it's no problem, it's kosher, no problem.
Mayan or mayim chayim?
I don't know, it's at least a mayim. I don't think it'll be mayim chayim. Also salty water, which might make it always mayim chayim, because it's not nice water. I think it's a mayim. Okay, for us, don't really have to go in. Nowadays, there's no need for mayim chayim at all. We don't know about mayim chayim. From tzoyros, from zovs, things we don't know about. It might be the gay if you want to go to Beis HaMikdosh, and if you're a zov, and before you go on a harabai, like some cuckoo people do, then you might have to go first into a mayim chayim mikveh. But for under normal people, it's not so negative.
If the gun is coming on you and you're standing, you've got chatzitza on your leg, isn't it?
So it depends if you have chatzitza on your leg or not. Some things are rough or you're loose, and something that's loose is not a chatzitza, and so mud depends on what the mud is. And mud may not be chatzitza, you can be tovel a bed, the Mishnah says, in a muddy mikveh. In the olden days, what are the mikvahs? They didn't have these beautiful mikvahs we have here. They had a pit in a field, and that was the mikveh. And we'll get there maybe about chatzitza and what's yechitz, what's not chatzitza. The Ma'aser, the Ramah brings down, chenochan horis lahachme, not to tovel in a river when the river has enlarged from rain. Aval yesh matirin litval b'naharis kol hashana, the others who are mekel, even though it's clearly come from rain or dissolved snow, it doesn't matter. The ikka gidl hanar hu mimokoy mekoyroy, v'chein nohagu b'roiv hamekoymois b'mokoyim she'ein mikveh. Some places don't have a mikveh. V'ein limchois b'yad hanehagin lahakel, ki yesh lo amashis. Therefore, if you need to, any single flowing river is kosher, unless it's a river which sometimes flows, dries up completely. Any river that dries up completely is clearly only from rainwater, and it's only from rainwater. It has to be in a mikveh, not in a mayon, because it's megashomim clearly, and then you could not use it. But otherwise, a regular flowing river you could use as a mikveh. Okay.
You were talking about Tfilas Kelim on holiday, and there you do find a lot of rivers that dry up in the summer.
So if you dry up on there's just rainwater running down a mountain, it's no good. Yeah, that's rainagay. It's rainagay shayla. Even if it only dries up once in 7 years, it's really a problem. It has to be not just rain. Okay. By the way, I forgot to say, if you're toveling in a wave in the sea, you have to be on the floor. You can't be jumping in the air, because you can't be toveled by avir. It has to be, it's a limud learnt out. You have to be on the ground when you're toveled, not in the air. Okay. So, all water starts off kosher. Yeah, because all water we have in the world, where is it from? It's either from the rain or from the sea or from the rivers. All water starts off kosher. However, it becomes problematic when it becomes shov, when it becomes gathered in a vessel, it becomes Mayim Shu'uvin. Mayim Shu'uvin is posel for tzvila. There is machlokes whether it's posel min ha-Torah or posel midrabanon, a big machlokes rishonim. The machaba kepshuto paskin is only posel midrabanon. The Ramah clearly says if you have a mikvah which is completely made out of Evian water, which is in a bottle, which is zicha mayim shu'uvin, there'll be posel min ha-Torah. Nafkamina, if it's posel min ha-Torah midaraisa or midrabanon, whether you have a sofik, whether you say it was good or not. If you have two mikvahs and one of them was mayim shu'uvin and one was not, and he went into them, would you say that maybe I went into the right one, sofik, sofik deraisa l'chumra, or sofik deraisa l'kuna, and we paskin, it's the sofik deraisa, because we go at the Ramah, and therefore mayim shu'uvin, if it's kuloi shu'uv, if the whole mikvah is shu'uv, it's going to be posel min ha-Torah. If you have Gimel Lugin, which is a machlokas, but the most machmir shittas are just under a liter of mayim shu'uvin in a mikveh. Before the mikveh has a shear of 40 zar, what the shear of 40 zar will handle in a minute, then that mikveh will be posel midrabanon. Which means, when you're filling up a mikveh from scratch, if it's not bone dry, you might have a problem. Because if there is a liter spread over the whole mikvah, which should be teeny, teeny, just a bit wet on the bottom, that could be gimel lugin mayim shu'uvin in the beginning, and that would puzzle the mikvah. I've been to mikvahs in Eretz when you're changing the water, and we got on our hands and knees. I was with big gedolim, with Shammai Gross and Moshe Bransdorfer, and we got on our hands and knees with towels to dry out every last scrap of water there, because if you have 900 odd cc, it could already puzzle the whole mikvah, chas v'shalom. Now we'll see, we have safeguards in place. We do hashaka, and we have ways of getting out of it. Even if there wouldn't be chas v'shalom mayim shu'uvin there, we still have a way of making it kosher afterwards. But that we'll get there shortly.
You're talking about cleaning out the bar or cleaning out the chelik that you're talking
about? The bar tefillah. The bar tefillah.
Where you actually go into
Correct.
It. What's the problem in there?
Because we
it's
make
more mikveh that you're
saying, because we can do hashaka from A to B, but we try to make it kosher out of the hashaka. We put in Mkhunas, they put in 40 sa of rainwater in every bar tefillah as well for the Noshim, and this mikveh I was in Eretz Yisrael, the Zayas Ranon, they actually only toivel in Mei Gashomim. There is no tap water in it at all, and therefore it will be kosher even without any hashaka at all. We then do hashaka afterwards to try and just in case, but they make it kosher. I went on Thursday with Rabbi Posen to Brighton Mikveh, where they're building now, and in Brighton they're going to only be Tovel and Megashomim. They're going to have a filter in, because what's the problem with Tovel and Megashomim? You have to change the water. If you don't change the water, it gets dirty. So if you change the water, it's not going to help you, because Memsa is 1,000 litres, let's say, we'll see in a second. So how much water, if you want to change the water every week, you need thousands and thousands and thousands of litres on the roof to be able to fill up the mikveh every week with new water. And therefore, if you have a filter in the mikveh, you can afford to change it less often. But not everyone wants to have a filter in the mikveh, because their chayosh maybe makes it possible, al zoichlin, because the water is moving around, or al shu'uvin, because maybe there's a keli inside. And we'll discuss it that some mikvehs have filters, some don't. In Mechunas Men's mikveh, there is a filter in it, but it used to be you press a button to turn it off for those who don't want it because they're scared that it'll be zeichlin. But all that, again, we're jumping the gun. We have to go from aleph to tav and not backwards. Okay. So you need to have 40 sa in the mikveh before any ma'am shuvim comes in. Once you have 40 sa in the mikveh, in Chava brings down in Sif Tes Vav, that mikveh sheyesh barabam sa, yochal lishoiv kol ma sheyirtza litein latoicha v'him ksheim. You can put in unlimited tap water. Tap water is mayim shu'uvin, and it's going to be kosher. Once the mikveh is kosher, it cannot become posel. But before it's kosher, you've got a problem. Now, how much makes it kosher? What is 40 sa'? There's a machlokes about that. There's a range, like all things in shiurim, depends on the chazanish and the chaim noy and the different ways to learn the chazanish. The most makel dikashita I ever saw, and you will never see a mikveh or a kele mikveh which is so small, is about 250 liters, but that's mamish a kulah sheba kulah. The more mainstream shittas range from 455 liters to the most of 922 liters, and the ma'aser in Cheshev Eifer Pagav brings down that the mikvah should be 1,000 liters to make sure the sofik, which is 1 cubic meter, which means you have a mikvah which is 1 meter by 1 meter by 1 meter, you have 1,000 liters, and then the mikvah is kosher, and then you can put in it whatever you want, and it will always stay kosher. Okay. Another problem is you can't be tovel in a keli. It's a psul min ha-Torah. It's learnt out from a mayon, ma mayon, ikwe bekarka, af mikveh has to be ikwe bekarka, and therefore all, whenever we're tovel in something which is dug into the building, we never tovel in a wheelie bin. Yeah, even in Corona, when people wanted to have mikvahs in their own garden because they were scared, they wanted to make it with a wheelie bin. It was complicated how they could do it. We'll discuss it in a minute. Because ain tovel in bekalim, you always tovel in something which is part of a structure. Okay, there are those who ask the question, why did the apostle tell you ain tefila bekalim? Every time you tovel in a keli, the water is automatically mayim shuvim. Because mayim shuvim is water gathered in the keli. So why did the apostle, don't tovel in a keli, it's mayim. So on that they answer, there's nafka minna. Because there's different conditions you need to make mayim shuvim. One, it has to be nismale ladas, which means you have to willingly have let the water go in. And the more I discuss, if you have a bin under the open sky and it starts raining, you have no idea about it. Would that water be mayim shuvim or not? It's not nismale ladas, and that would be nafka minna here. Because by mistake, you left open your bin, it filled up with water, and you it's not shuvim because I didn't know about it when it went in. But now on the chaparan, I'll be tovel inside on that ain't feel of a kalim. Okay. Huadin, we're not tovel al gabe kalim. We won't be tovel even on top of a kalim. And the reason for that is because we're scared you might end up being tovel in a kalim. Now, therefore, the halacha brings down, if you have a mikveh with mud on the bottom and you're scared of a chatzitza, you want to put on top of the mud something to step on, you can't step on a kalim. Because if you're stepping on a kalim, it's tvila al gabe kalim. And we're scared next time we can't be tovel in a kalim and it's going to be possible. Now, the few nafkwinas from this din. One nafkwina is going to be, not everyone would let you be tovel wearing Crocs. So when you're wearing Crocs, let's say it's rough, it's loose, it's not tight on the foot. And therefore, be'etz and one can be tovel wearing clothing. Yeah, this no one really knows, but the Mechaber says, Kuf Tadi Ches, used to be around Sif Mem Vav. Let's see if it's still there. Yes, it's there. Nida she tovla bebogdeha, muteres labayla, it's kosher tefila. Navaf, we don't do the chatechila because we're scared you might start wearing tight clothing or to the loose clothing, and then we have a chatzitza, and we're not tovel wearing clothing at all. But if you have any loose clothing, I went to a tefillah of a Gioris who's becoming Jewish, and the Bez left the seer go in. How did the seer go in? She wears a loose house coat, and they watch her go under, go out, then they go out. And the Maisa, she tovel b'bog deha, because that's what the Badats want to do, to be able to make sure that the Onion can watch the Gioris and make sure she's Jewish without her being not near. So she wears a loose house coat, which is Mefurish his mutter. But wearing Crocs is worse. Wearing Crocs could be called tefillah al gabe kalim, and therefore it's possible. Another big nafkmina from this halacha is tiles. Tiles, which you put in the bottom of a mikveh, have grooves on the other side. Because they have grooves where you put the cement in to stick it down. So every tile has a little groove inside. Normally you put a bit of cement in, you stick it down. There are those who want to be machmer and say that these tiles have a din kalim. Because it's got a little base kibble. You can put a little bit of water in this groove. And therefore, you're being tovel al gabe kalim when you are being tovel. And therefore, all modern mikvahs have tiles completely flat on both sides. Not to have a problem of telling, okay, Shahal Mikvah, I think, had to wait a few extra months till their tiles could arrive. They delayed the opening of the Mikvah because they wanted to be Machmir, not to have grooves in their Kalim, because it's Tvila al-Gabak.
Grooves in their tiles.
What did you say?
Grooves in their tiles, no grooves in their Kalim.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But it's not made for a Kalim.
It's a chumrah, it's a big chumrah. It's made to be Mechubba the Karka. It's a chumrah, but the Maestro, as we said in Mikvahs, we're very, very, very Machmir. Okay. Now, so most mikvahs are underground, they dig down. You can have no problem make a mikvah on the roof. The Ramah says Mefurish, and Reish Aleph, Siv, Vav, Zayin, Mutar La'asot Zeh Al-Gag, you can make it on the roof, or Bavad, Shoyer Terech Keli, or Even Achas. You shouldn't carve into a stone and stick the stone on the roof. But if you build out of bricks a mikveh-like structure on a roof, it's no problem, because it's part of the binyan, it's not called tefillah gabe kalim, and you can do so. There's mikveh stands that'll be built now, which has three floors of mikvahs. On each floor there's a mikveh, and there's no problem. Faket, the briskers prefer it. Why? Because if you want to check if something is zoichel or not, now, what's the gedder of zoichel? Now, it's very hard to check if a mikveh is leaking or not, because just checking the water level is not always enough, because every mikveh has natural evaporation. And when people go out of the mikveh, take water with them, a mikveh can lose, l'chadchila, easily in one day, 50 litres of water, and it's not got a crack in it. It's the natural evaporation and people taking water out. And therefore, how can you check for zechila? Now, normally the machloka is machaba and going, if zechila she'eino nikeres is a problem, which means if it's flowing out like a waterfall, it's zechapostle. That's zechila. If it's eino nikeres, there's machloka, and kipshutoi, the goin, Chazanish doesn't agree, but the goin kipshuto is machmir. So how can you check for zechidish in the keres? So if you have a mikveh on the top floor, then you go down a floor, you can go and check the outside of the mikveh, you can feel it, and if it's bone dry, you know there's no zechidah. Masha ain kain. If you have a mikveh dug underneath the ground, and therefore you can never really get to the outside of the mikveh, see if it's zechel, it's harder to check. I once went with Dan Lichtenstein to check out a mikveh in, oh, a federation mikveh, I forget where it was. It's one of these places, I don't remember where it was. And he put a matchstick in the middle of the mikveh. He sat there watching it for a long time to see, would it drift to one of the corners? If it would drift off, he'll be worried that there's a chida taking place. And it'll be possible, and it, since it didn't, he was okay. And Rabbi Posen told me that even that test is not a way of testing for zechidah in the keres. That only tells you if there's a chida in the keres. It could be ain't in the keres, a little bit dripping out, and you still wouldn't know with the matchstick. Okay, so that's we have mikvahs either on the roof or we have them in the floor. Okay, let's go right. Mikadin, a mikveh can be round. Has anyone here ever seen a round mikveh? No, we don't have round mikvehs, even though mikadin it can be. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis and Arla says Mefurish can be called the shape that you want. A pikabola, the shlah brings down, there's an Indian to make it square or rectangle, and that's how we annoy a pikabola, and therefore you will never see a round mikveh. Okay, now. Let's discuss a bit about the water. We're going to run out of time. We're going to have to have a part two, or we won't know about the internal swimming pool. So, we have a pit in the field, an open pit in the field, and water falls in, 1,000 liters of rainwater. They opened the boilers in Shah HaMikveh on Shavuos. I don't know if you know, on Shavuos it was pouring with rain like you never remember before. I spoke in Hendon, I had tomorrow swim down Goldsgate Road to get to Hendon, and no one knew what was going on. Now we know what was going on. They opened the boilers for the first time in Shah HaMikveh, and therefore Hashem sent a shefa of rain to fill up the boilers. A nice story. There was someone who built a mikveh 100 years ago in America, and he built it and he opened up the borough for rain to come in, and it didn't rain for a full year. And it rained everywhere, it rained next door, it rained that way. In the mikveh it didn't rain, and he was tremendously upset about it, and he thought clearly Hashem is throwing the water in his face, proverbially, because there was no rain, and he couldn't understand why. After a full year of waiting for rain, he decided, nothing I could do, we have to bring snow in from somewhere else. Now, that's a different shmuz about making a mikveh out of snow. It can be done, it's mechabas yitlamad aleph, but that's a different shmuz. He was very, very upset about it, and that's what he had to do. Look, Hashem didn't like his mikveh clearly, but he moved on, and he made the mikveh with think, fine. Comes about 15 years ago, there's a Vaad, the Taharas, mikvahs in America going around checking all old mikvahs to make sure that they're all up to scratch. And they come there and they see the big problem here. So the way the water comes down from the roof to the thing is with the pipes, it comes Mayim Shu'uvim on the way. It's a mikvah of 100 years old. There's hundreds of Gerim, there's Mishpacha Shleim of the Klal Yisrael, who are Magaya with this mikvah. And they're all not Jewish now, because it's possible mikveh, yeah? We paskin that shu'uvim is possible in our Torah, the Rambam said. Then they found out that there was no rain for a full year, and they brought the snow straight into the Baruch HaShoka down below. And the Mikadin, once you have kosher water down below in the Baruch HaShoka, the Sofer's mikveh is like that. It doesn't matter, you change the water. You have, in a nutshell, you have a Baruch HaShoka and a Baruch Tefillah, and you have rainwater here and tap water here. Once they're connected for a second Tefillah Mechaba, this becomes kosher. And now you can change the rainwater and put that water there. Connect it back and it comes kosher. And you have back and forth. You change the water every day. Each one you change once a day. There's no longer any zecha of any zecha of any zecha of rainwater. And it's kosher chachila. Because once the ashoka becomes kosher. And they realized that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. Hashem Dafka didn't make it rain because he knew it would become possible. And therefore they brought in snow down here. And therefore it became kosher. And then there was no problem. Okay. So in the olden days you have a pit in the field. It's much easier to have a kosher mikveh. Nowadays, the fashion has changed and no one wants to have a pit in the field. There's numerous reasons why our mikvahs are way superior to that, and therefore we have to make a mikveh indoors. Now, how are we going to have a kosher mikveh if you have to have rainwater which never gone into a cup, which has never gone into anything? How's it going to work? How are we going to turn our swimming pool? For more information, we have to ask Dudi to give me a part two. Shkoyach, everyone, for listening. Have a very, very good week.
Shame Homra. Oh yeah, you thought of it as well?
No. Yeah, when do you do this?